Addressing a news conference in Harare today, Finance Minister Biti said government will not tolerate the bread price increases being proposed by the confectionery industry. The National Bakers Association warned in a weekend statement of a looming increase in the retail price of bread, arguing that the 5% import duty imposed by government on flour is pushing their production costs upwards. But Biti said the price proposals are not justifiable, arguing that wheat is in abundance in Zimbabwe.
There is absolutely no duty on the importation of wheat, and wheat is imported by millers. So it is irresponsible to insinuate an increase in the price of bread when the price of wheat and the duty of wheat is non-existent and has not been increased. What they are trying to argue is that give us the carte blanche license of importing flour and not wheat. And that is in fact an unfortunate position, because we will be damaging the local milling industry.
The current retail price for a standard loaf of bread is $1. On the issue of holding by-elections, as per a recent Supreme Court ruling ordering President Robert Mugabe to declare dates for the polls in 3 constituencies before August 30, Biti said government coffers are empty. The Supreme Court made this ruling after 3 lawmakers expelled by the Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Industry Minister Washman Ncube approached the courts seeking an order compelling Mr. Mugabe to announce the dates of by-elections in Nkai South, Wililima East and Lupane East. Biti said Treasury has not budgeted for these elections as it is currently focusing on the constitutional referendum.
If the politicians resolve the current constitutional impasse, which I hope will be resolved logically, given the fact that Article 6 of the GPA has been followed, which said COPAC must produce a draft and the draft has been followed, I have no doubt that government, of course with the assistance of donors, will be able to fund the referendum in as much as we have funded the census.
Turning to the 2012 National Population Census, Biti said the exercise will be completed today, adding that government is pleased with the manner in which the program has been carried out.
I'm pleased to advise that as of yesterday, enumeration was on course, and our staff on the ground had covered 98% of the country. So as we speak now, our enumerators are engaged in a mop-up exercise, which involves issue of report bags or call bags and field editing. And we are pleased to advise that our census was conducted using UN guidelines and principles, just like in the previous census.
The finance minister noted that the results of the census will be published before the end of this year or in the first quarter of 2013, after the processing of data collected by over 31,000 enumerators. Meanwhile, Biti said his ministry will host an Indaba in Victoria Falls this week, dubbed the Zimbabwe High Level Economic Forum, seeking to unlock the country's economic growth potential.
The forum will focus on strategies for leveraging productive sectors such as the agriculture, mining, manufacturing and tourism through identified research topics.
The forum, which is expected to be attended by key players in the financial and economic sectors such as the World Bank, will be officially opened by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai as President Mugabe is in the Iranian capital Tehran, where he is attending a meeting of the non-aligned movement. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.